The snowfall amounts in northwest Arkansas over the past 24 hours are record-breaking. We're in unusual territory here. So questions abound, including what does that much snow mean for my roof? The Federal Emergency Management Agency is reminding people to be on the lookout for potential roof problems, though Robert Alvey, a spokesman for FEMA Area 6, says it's difficult to speculate about the potential risks from community to community.
There's no way of knowing individually or even within a community whether or not there's the threat of roof collapse. However, with the extent of snow that the area received and the heaviness of that snow, FEMA and Adam, the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, felt it wise just to remind folks that they need to take caution when it comes to snow on roofs.
And there are signs that you can see from inside that maybe you have a problem developing?
We really encourage individuals to talk to their local officials about the steps that may be taken to identify a potential problem. In addition to doing that, you know, just kind of viewing the roof externally and inside, listening for any strains that may be occurring in the structure. We just encourage everyone to be aware of the potential for this and to protect themselves and their families.
And some of those signs that I've seen before talk about sagging roofs or a severe roof leak, things that are pretty noticeable.
Correct.
The best advice, perhaps, though, is don't get on the roof and try to brush the snow off.
We're not encouraging anyone to take any specific action, and I can tell you personally that I would not get up on my roof to try to clean it off with snow on the roof. The potential there is an unknown, and I'm not sure that I would not want to take the risk, but I certainly would want to be aware of it, track it, keep an eye on it to see if there was a problem that was evolving as a result of the storm.
Robert Alvey is a spokesman for FEMA Area 6. FEMA says other signs there might be a roof problem include sprinkler heads that have dropped down below ceiling tiles, doors that pop open, doors or windows that are difficult to open or close, and or creaking, cracking, or popping sounds. FEMA further says if these signs of roof distress are present, the structure or the portion of the building that is affected should be evacuated.